Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
I can tell you one of the biggest mistakes. Raise your hand if you've done social media marketing before. Raise your hand. Okay. I can guarantee you that most of you have made one major mistake. It is the biggest mistake in a social media game. You have gone straight for the sale. You've gone straight for the sale. You try to generate a product. Raise your hand if you have done that before. That's okay. I've done that before, right? Who's here is married? Raise your hand if you're married, okay? Imagine what would have happened, you boys, if you meet your future wife and you say, listen, baby, I got a place just for you and me tonight. On that first night, picture that for a second. Why do you feel that this is any different? It's not. You got to nurture, just like you had to nurture your partner, especially like, you know, in my culture, it's Latin American culture. You know, you gotta court your girl, right? Quite a bit. It's a whole process. I'm from Puerto Rico. My wife is Mexican. But on that, it's a big deal still today. You go to the father of your girlfriend. Even before your girlfriend finds out that you want to propose, you go to the father and you say, I'm going to propose. And if they say no, you're in a lot of trouble, all right? The dads usually, they got no choice, right? Because it's like, I accept willingly or I'm going to lose the relationship, right? But it's for real. Like, this is something that is applicable to the game of business. If you're doing advertising on social media, you should be doing advertising to court that potential customer of yours, to get them to fall in love with you before you actually go for the sale. And we're a great example of that in our company, Natural Slim. In AGM, for example, in this company right here, people don't buy at first contact. I give them seminars, like I'm doing this, I'm doing webinars. But the point is that I keep on working on the relationship for years and years and years, and it's been 7 years. Some people come to me after 4 years of doing seminars and webinars and watching videos, and they say, Manuel, I never bought anything from you, but I'm ready now. So you got to know that people are going to be ready sometimes now, and some people are going to be ready later. Ideally, you do advertising so you can sustain yourself and stay above water while you build the future. And the social media game, which is what we're talking about, is that future. It really is. Because right now, for example, if you know my story, you know that my father was a great content creator. He did content for 10 years. He created over 2,400 videos, but we very sadly lost him in 2021, almost exactly 3 years ago, 25th of February, 2021. He was no longer with us. It was the hardest year of my life. The hardest year of his company and his group, because we were a lot of very committed people working for the same purpose. But what we've done is incredible. We immortalized his legacy, and we have done that with his 2,400 videos, and it's been an incredible ride, and the company has skyrocketed. So whatever he may be, whatever beliefs you have, he's very happy and proud of what we've accomplished with what he created. So you use social media to build a future while staying above water, because when you do that, it really is a shield. Having a following, people that have been impacted by your content, having a legacy, having information being put out there really does stand the test of time, because this lives on forever. We have videos that we posted in 2014 that are being discovered right now as we speak. If you go to YouTube, for example, and you search for the word metabolismo, which is our big subject, metabolism, we dominate that first page. Go ahead and try it. Out of 20 results that you get, I guarantee you that half of those results are my father's face. This is what I'm talking about here, planting the flag on a digital world. We planted it. He passed away 3 years ago. And still, on a major word like that, people are discovering us every day, and they're calling us because we planted that flag. That's legacy. That's building something that's generational, that goes beyond one body. When they talk about legacy, passing on something down to a generation, this is a perfect example of that. So if you're not doing this, I'm telling you something, there's not a day go by that I don't think about my dad. I have his legacy. And because I have his legacy, I have a purpose, and I keep on pushing on that purpose, and it drives us and motivates us and it inspires me every day. And if you don't know what, well, how important he was, there's a dedication to him in this corner of this building right here, a massive plaque with a picture of me and him. You'll see it as you walk out. You'll see the picture of him there, but he was instrumental to who we are today. This is the big picture. You want to do something, and you want to start now.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes.
And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.